B-Pod Studios.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Good. So we started out the show this morning talking about how it took Nicole a minute and 40 seconds to get to the new printer because corporate is taking over half of our building, and that's where our old printer was, which is right around the corner from our studio.
And we were complaining that we don't have a printer and we won't have access to the printer. And then we find out just now that, no, we do have a printer close by and we will have access to it.
Yeah, see, crisis averted.
The printer that I just found out about is closer than the printer that was closest to us.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
So it's actually a good thing
for us. It's right over where you go down the hallway here, Mega Right, over by No Limit Larry and the Madhouse offices.
Oh, okay,
that's
yeah.
way closer.
Yeah. So we're good.
I love how we go all in. We do a whole thing how we're upset at the new corporate people and they want to be divided. And it turns out it's
fine. Then we found out that corporate's taken over that area and you'll need a key fob to get in. But our key, and we thought we were going to get locked out, but our key fob will work.
Then why do they want a key fob over there to begin with?
I don't know.
The doors open.
I don't know either. Like, I mean, if you have a key fob for the building, it's going to work over there anyway. That just seems counterproductive.
But Charles, Joyce, and Vicky from sales somehow are able to keep their offices over there.
They made it out alive.
Walter, our big boss, was able to negotiate that. So they're in. So they're there.
I wonder why.
I don't know. He said that's just the way it is. He goes, Bill, Walter managed to negotiate it. You know, he's a good negotiator, like you, Roy.
Yeah, we're master negotiators. What goes on around here?
I don't know.
But I'll tell you what went on at Beach Mountain. A lot more than we could even talk about on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't know everything. Because I wasn't there.
So Loren got there first on Friday. And one of the things that we talked about in our rap party podcast on Friday was the house looked very aged and dated.
Yeah.
And when we got there, even before we got there, Loren sent a text and said, hey, can someone pick up milk? And the house is pretty good.
Yeah, the house isn't as scary as it looked from the photos.
Yeah, so the photos look like it was taken with a Polaroid flash, and it looks creepy.
Yeah, whoever did the photos didn't do a great job, but it was cute.
The pictures haven't been updated in years. It had like old TVs and stuff. It's everything all been
was
modernized.
All new. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, bathrooms were good. Yeah. Kitchen was, you know, new appliances and stuff, which are good. And the family that owns it apparently lives in Florida.
They're from my hometown.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So they will hear the podcast about how you almost caught their house on fire.
Ixnay on the fire, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
We talked about it on the show today, the actual radio show, and Dallas, Loren's husband, either forgot to open the flue that lets the smoke out or it closed automatically, and you're leaning towards...
Here's the thing. I told him, we only have an hour, don't build a big fire. And what did he do? He built a big fire. So this fire is like raging, which if the flue was halfway open or partially open with a small fire, it would have been fine. And Dallas said he checked the flue before he built the fire, which I call bullshit on, honestly. I think he just knew he had the flue open the day before and it was just fine.
Yeah.
So he built this fire and I think the heat pushed the, you know, because flues are metal. So when it heated up, it probably was like right in the middle. So it was either going to open all the way or close all the way. And it closed all the way, and the house started to fill up with smoke.
So the only thing that's weird is when, after we got the smoke out of the house, and we had all the doors and windows open, leaving us ourselves completely open to every bear, which, by the way, that's a funny story, too. I'll tell you about the bear.
Oh, there's a bear?
Well, so...
Okay.
So Dallas says to me, which way is open and which way is closed? I don't even know if you know that.
Oh, no,
I didn't. You weren't in the room.
It.
Yeah, so he opened the fireplace after it kind of mellowed out a little bit, and he goes, now let's check it. Which way is open and which way is closed? I said, towards you is open, away from you is closed.
See, that pisses me off, because the day before, you two were like mansplaining each other on the fire downstairs, and Dallas came upstairs, and he's like, Meanie's fire building skills are just not what they
should
be.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
What? Oh. What's wrong with it? My fire building skills.
Ooh, the drama.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you didn't have downstairs with my fire in that fireplace was a smoked out room.
Right.
That is hilarious.
When I lit a fire, I didn't have a 4-alarm fire.
I love the macho-ness in Dallas, man. That's so
Seriously.
Cool. That's so cool.
And then he was like so butthurt after the whole thing. Like, we were laying in bed.
Last night or
no,
Saturday night?
Saturday night when we got home from the 80s party. And I was like, can't breathe. And he's like, I mean, what do you want me to do, Laura? Do you just want to go home right now? I'll take the blame. Fine, I'll take the hit. And it, like, is going off. And I'm like, why are you overreacting? I just need to blow my nose. Like, I can't breathe. Yes, we've all inhaled smoke all night.
If it was an accident, you wouldn't be so... so mad about it.
No, I mean, it was definitely an accident, but like he was so
I think he was trying to kill us.
About it.
Oh, yeah. I have reason to believe Lori Vallow got in touch with him.
Okay.
So we, and by the way, I ran into a guy at Beach Mountain. We ran into a lot of people from Watauga and Avery County who are big fans of the show. And one of the guys, I think he's playing Can't Beat Loren tomorrow.
Cool.
JP, his name is.
Yeah. Okay.
JP said, yo, I'm all in on the person that you know with the missing kids, the Lori Vallow case. And I go, really? He said, I didn't know about it till you mentioned it. And now my wife and I are reading every single thing and watching every article on it.
Yeah, we're all in too.
Okay. Anyway, that's side note. So we get the house as smoke-free as possible, yeah. And we go off to the 80s party, and we'll tell you about the 80s party here in a second, but...
But were you not freaking out, not to derail you here for a second, but were you not freaking out to think, like, maybe the fire... Because what happened was Dallas... I wanted to use a fire extinguisher, and Dallas was like, we can't use a fire extinguisher because it'll make a mess. So he took water with a pitcher and poured it over the fire, and I was like, that's a bad idea because that's going to create more smoke. Which it did. But then once you guys figured out the flue was closed and you opened the flue and shut the doors, the friggin' fire came back to life. So I was concerned that we were going to leave, the fire was going to turn back on, the flue was going to close again, and then the house was going to fill with smoke and we were going to come home to a burnt down house.
So Dallas had to drop us off at the 80s party, come back.
And then manage that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't realize it was that bad.
I mean, yeah, it was the video, even the video that we have, which you can go check it out on our story at the MRL show on
Insta.
Doesn't
do it justice.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, it was like you really needed to like almost get down and crawl.
You know that the house was really, that really, it's a real emergency when y'all don't have video of the emergency part.
Right.
Yeah, it was too late where I said, Nicole, you better get some video. And like even she only took a couple seconds because we were busy trying to clear the house. Every smoke detector in the house was going off. In rooms that were closed, and even downstairs.
I noticed that there was tall ceilings. You know that smoke probably is just sitting up there and causing damage. Mm-hmm.
So we turned, Loren did have a great idea. She turned the fans on.
Good.
And we cleared the smoke out probably in 30 minutes. You think more than that?
I think it was an hour process because you guys were still in the shower for like 20 minutes before you ever realized that something was like,
yeah, I got out of the shower to craziness.
But it was fine. Like afterwards we did get all the smoke out. Like once we had the windows open all night, like it's fine, but like it was really
scary. You left the windows open all night?
Yeah. We left the front windows, to the, like where the kitchen is.
So that brings us to the bear point. There's a garbage can like holder outside. Because bears are smart, they know how to get into stuff. So you have to lock up the garbage cans and close the little lid. So we're cleaning up the house on Sunday morning, or I guess this was Saturday, and all of a sudden we read this note that says, do not put the garbage in the outside container that locks. Bears are smart and know how to get in there.
I was like, I could barely get in there.
Garbage has to be taken to such and such a location.
You mean the contraption that's supposed to keep the bears out, they figured out how to get in it?
Bingo. Yeah.
Okay. Yogi out there.
Yeah, that's what I said. yeah, how weird is that? Yeah. So they said it's just for decoration.
Okay.
Right? That's what the article said.
They initially put it there for that reason, and then bears got in it anyway. So they were like, please don't throw it in there.
So it's like a piece of metal that slides and locks so you can't open the doors. And the bear somehow has figured out how to open.
It's like they have thumbs.
Yeah. They figure out how to unslide it. They said, don't even put it in your car.
Yeah.
The bear will like rip the doors off to get to the garbage.
So what does my husband do as we're cleaning up?
Puts it in his truck.
No.
Oh.
Did you not know this?
No.
Do you not know this? So we cooked breakfast that morning, and we had like biscuits,
bacon.
Whoa. And we like everybody ate, and I kept saying, does anybody want this? Does anybody want any more? You know, we're like cleaning up, getting ready to leave. Dallas takes the whole plate of extra food and throws it off the back balcony.
Yeah, for the bears.
I was like, our cleaning lady's going to get mauled.
Oh, my God.
Because you want to feed the wildlife. But that's what we do at our house, so he doesn't think anything of it. We feed the squirrels in the backyard.
What?
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to have so many bugs.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Now the
you don't live in a forest. Oh my God. I understand my parents
That's
up in
just
the blue
ridge doing that. The cleaning lady is going to get mauled today.
Yeah. Oh.
She's not. It's going to be fine. The bear's already come and gone by now.
Oh,
the bear's probably broken into the house.
You don't, I don't think you know how bears work.
they want to
come
back.
They come and go like that.
Crazy.
It was, that's where you were going with it. I didn't even know you didn't know that.
No. I just thought that it was funny that we had dumped all the food and all the bacon in the bag and he put it in his truck.
No, I just, it's so funny to me because I love Dallas and he thinks he's so outdoors. And the last thing that I would describe Dallas as is an outdoorsman.
I told Amanda, I said, you know, here's what happened with the fire and all that stuff. I said, it surprised me because, you know, Dallas is from Virginia, like up where, you, where you're from, right? Like around that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's...
And I go, I'm surprised that he doesn't know how to make a fire, and it was a whole hassle.
He does know how to
make
a fire.
And she goes, it's because he's rich.
Yeah, it's like every year that you have money, a little bit of it tears away.
A little, little bit of your blue collar is exchanged for your white collar.
Yeah, a little bit of that blue collar dies. Yep, that's him. I love him. He thinks he is, but I'm like, dude, you wouldn't survive.
So we go to the 80s party, and like we said, there's a ton of people there who we gave away tickets and lift passes and stuff, and the conditions were just perfect on Friday and Saturday. Friday, we go to Brick Oven Pizza, and Jimmy and all the employees there, they're awesome. And they go to we make this big order, and the guy's yelling out, Drex, your order's ready. And Drex used to work at this radio station. He's a name. And I'm like, clearly
y'all
that
used
guy,
to work together.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think that guy. But I've met Jimmy so many times afterwards that he knows I'm Maney. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's even said, hey, Maney, to my face, you know. So I'm like, why are they saying Drex? Why are they calling Drex over and over again? And I walk up, finally, and I'm like, I'm kind of annoyed. And I'm going to give Jimmy shit because he's calling me Drex. And I was like, yo. And next thing you know, the guy who's handing out all the food when they call it up goes, Drex, Drex, Drex. And the guy goes, yeah, I'm right here. And it's like this skinny dude.
And I'm like, the opposite of what Drex was.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what? Who? Your name is, I didn't even think about it.
That's fine.
And then he's like, what's your name? I'm like, Maney. He goes, I don't have a Maney, but we have a ton of food up here. I'm like, he's like, I think it's for you. I said, yeah. So I thought that was funny. And then the actual party, the winner of the $500 Visa gift card. That's what the 80s party had.
It was cash. It wasn't even a
gift
card.
Oh, it was cash.
You're
right. Whoa. $500 in cash went to a wedding party. And explain to everyone, Lorraine, what the wedding party concept is.
So it was the Gambini wedding party. And they all came up on stage dressed as people from a wedding. And we're like, well, what's the story behind this? They were reenacting their parents' wedding who got married in the 80s. And they had the original wedding dress, the original groom suit, all of the bridesmaids. They had a cake, a replica of the cake. What else did they have? A preacher.
The priest.
Yeah.
And they were all wearing their 80s gear. And they had their invitations to the 80s party. I mean, they were the winners by far.
Yeah.
But also Karate Kid came up on stage, and they did like a whole demonstration and almost knocked into the band's keyboard.
Okay.
And then Luigi and Mario came up on stage and tripped coming up with their beers and spilled beer everywhere, all over the equipment.
Really? Just rewind. This band is awesome.
They were hammered, though, and that beer went flying.
Luigi and it was Luigi who dropped the ship. Luigi tries to come up on stage and just spills an entire drink into the 80s Rewind digital board, like the pedals and everything.
Like it's real. Like it's like you can't save it.
It somehow got lucky because I went over there and started cleaning it up because, you know, I want to hear my 80s music. I can't have any excuses. So I went and got paper towels and just like loaded it. But it had fallen under into like the box where it looks like it's like a spill box almost. For it, for that purpose.
Okay.
Convenient.
But, dude, we have got to do a better job next year on their 10th anniversary. They're saying they're going to do it bigger and better. And we just can't have people coming up on stage and doing demonstrations, falling into equipment, dumping beer on equipment.
Well, I remember last year there wasn't enough room for
people. There's not.
There was barely any room for people on stage.
There's not. And we had this.
But didn't at one point we do something in the floor and we had cleared the floor?
Yes.
We did that last year?
Yeah. Cleared the floor because I think it was so tight up on the stage.
There were so many more people there this year than last year. It would have been impossible for us to clear the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was an awesome time at Beach Mountain. Talia and the whole crew up there, they really take care of us. And they're doing 10 years next year. So
maybe
it's going to be
bigger
and better.
Stage next year.
Yeah, I think we need to discuss that.
Is there a bigger facility than that hall?
I mean, that's Beach Mountain's biggest area, although she did say they're expanding and building some new buildings, so we'll see. I mean, maybe you could do it outside.
Dude,
you know?
Man. March.
Why?
It's cold.
Yeah, I know, but
we're
so
skiing.
What? I mean, you're up in the mountains anyway. What's the difference?
A jacket? I don't know.
Yeah, you bundle up and just do an outdoor party.
Yeah, but then how do you see costumes?
I don't know. I remember we did, when I was working at Z100, we had Oasis come and we did Snow Aces at the mountain at night, and you almost forget.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's almost like Nicole saying when she was hiking, she didn't feel it was cold.
Yeah, you just, you know, and there's a ton of room. Wouldn't you trade room?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I guess maybe, plus they now make heaters that are pretty cheap, yeah. You know, pretty good. Yep. That's cool. Is there anything else? Are there big stories on this?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, we rode in the back of Dallas's truck because you can't have Ubers and taxis, and nobody wanted to drink. And Loren was our DD, and Dallas didn't drink too much, so he drove. And Nicole and I had to be in the back of the car, you know, in the bed of the pickup.
Lord, I remember last year when I was there, it was raining and it was dark at night. And I think I drove us back.
I drove us back. Drove and us I didn't back. Have my glasses, remember?
But I even remember as your passenger, it was tough to see because it was dark. They don't have just street lights.
Yeah.
It was hard to see.
And we Roy were about and a mile I both up. Wear glasses, did not have our glasses, so it was literally the blind leading the blind.
I know. And everybody drove my hammered. Truck that night, and I was in the back for some reason.
Yeah, because I didn't drink because I was sick.
That's right.
Surprisingly, we didn't roll your truck over the mountain.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what other stories.
Any car shenanigans on the way up or back?
Where's the text message thing?
Separately.
Oh.
Did you throw those out?
I don't know.
Is that them right underneath
Dallas
your headphones?
Busted his face, not his face, but his ass really, really, really bad yesterday while we were sledding with Cash. And it was like, I videoed it, and I'm going to put a blog up tomorrow of like all of our fails because we all had some. But as he was like running down the hill behind Cash, I'm videoing, and you think Cash is going to be the one to wipe out. And then Dallas just looks like he got shot. Stiffens up and then hits the ground. And he was so mad at me on the way home because we kept laughing about it. And he's like, I just feel like your monkey. I've been your monkey all weekend. I'm the butt of every joke.
You did laugh the whole time before you even asked if he was okay. You just started laughing.
I did. But he looked like he was fine. And he like put his hand up like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I ran into Stratos, which is pretty funny, from our friends from Ilios Noche.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were up there.
He came up for the day. How about that? He came up for the day.
It's a long
went
day.
Went to Mark Anthony on Friday night, which, by the way, I heard was a packed show here at the Spectrum Center.
Yeah, it looked great.
And then he went home and worked that night.
Really?
On Saturday. Yeah, I was like, are you staying overnight? He's like, no, man, I got to go down to the Providence Ilios.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was a good time. And I think we covered everything.
Okay. Only thing that happened to me is I... was walking down the road with Sterling and us. Someone, I'm pretty sure, called us skinny and fat. I'm pretty sure. He said he was talking about cats, but I'm pretty sure he was talking about us. And then we went to a friend's house for a birthday party. And, like, I'm a big guy. And maybe you disagree with this, because when you first met me, I told you, one thing that you've said is that I never thought about how you have to see the world because of my size.
Yeah.
Like going to a restaurant and I can't sit at a booth, so I'm constantly having to do a table.
Right.
I just assume when people see me, they know that they just assume, well, he's probably going to need a different accommodation. So we go to this birthday party, and without even mentioning how many flights his apartment's up, I'm pretty sure we went up like 4 flights.
No elevator?
Well, there's an elevator, but he, you know, Mr. Skinny just takes the stairs
decided
all the time.
Decided to take the stairs.
He's like, yeah, come on, follow me this way. Like, by the third floor, I'm dying. I can't breathe. He's trying to talk to us. I can't continue the
Is
conversation.
Is it Sterling or the other, or the
it's
guy?
Sterling and his friend. Uh-huh. And, well, our friend.
You can't carry
I can't carry a conversation because I'm out
That's
of breath.
That's how I felt in the smoky house.
So I'm just, then so we walk into this room and everyone goes, yay, because I guess, I don't know why, we walk into the room, people screamed. And we're like, we can't talk. I'm out of breath. give us a minute. I can't even communicate with you guys. We took the stairs.
Yeah.
But I was dead. Like, and then came the whole thing of, I walked up all these stairs. I'm at least going to be here for a little bit to get my...
Yeah, you're not going
while.
Right back down.
Yeah, I'm not going back down. And so it was like after 45 minutes, Sterling was like, do you think we should go? I'm like, no. No, I'm getting at least 2 hours out of this day. And I'm drinking food and I'm eating.
And I'm taking the elevator back down.
Smart. That is true. It is funny, Roy, because I like now we go to a restaurant. I know exactly what seat you want. Yep. I know exactly where you want to go, what works, what doesn't.
Yeah. Is there someone, preferably no one sitting behind me? And if they are, they're skinny.
Yep. And he wants an iced tea, a Coke, and a beer all in front of him immediately.
No, I want a water, a soda, and a beer.
Or a water, wine. Sweet tea, and a beer.
Yeah, something like that. Three beverages typically.
Whenever we go out, and I love this time of year because spring's starting to come and we'll be able to go sit outside again. But it's like 11:30 and it's like almost too early to drink. But for us, it's been a full day. And typically
we're stressed.
Yeah, Roy will go first and make an order, and then Nicole or me will go, and we want a Bloody Mary, or when Loren was drinking, she'll do a wine, and then Roy changes his order. you know what? I want a beer. And she goes, instead of the Coke, no, bring the Coke and water, too. Just add a beer to the order.
So confusing.
I need my wall of beverages.
It is true. It's a wall of beverages. So funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Hopefully, Roy, you join us next weekend for the 10-year anniversary, and we'll do the wrap party live from our beautiful chateau up in the beach.
Next weekend.
Next year.
Oh, next year. Yes.
Sorry, next year. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. And somebody stole Flat Roy. I made a picture of Roy for people to take pictures with Roy. And we got a text message from someone that said that they know for sure that that person I gave Flat Roy to stole him because they were
Snapchatting
him.
Well, and we even confronted her about it. We're like, do you have Roy? And she was like, no, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, I know. A real pain. And Roy, you're Yeti. Let's not forget about that before we get out of here.
Someone from the show. We had a guy call in, and he said he had my Yeti, and he gave it back. Do you believe it was really him?
I don't know. I think if it's not him, the story that he told is probably likely what happened.
Yeah.
And maybe he was just just stating the obvious on how this happened and just called in to do it.
Yeah.
But
okay.
We got one text message from 828. Said, okay, I drove an hour and 45 minutes to beach. First MRL family member I see is Cash. Was fangirling over Loren as she was doing a photo shoot of Cash. First time I see Mandy and Nicole is when they were hanging the Kiss 95.1 banner. Great music. Knew all the songs. Soon after, I had to go sit in my car as I kept running into Loren. Even in the bathroom, I was afraid she would think I was a stalker. Might I add, even in dim light, in a lit room, she was glowing. Nicole, whoa, is your hair really that long? Girl, you got to let it down. Love you guys.
She's very nice.
Yeah. I met a couple people that I ran into like multiple times that night. So I'm trying to figure out which one she is.
I know. And then this brings me to another story because I got to bring Nicole in too. Hey. Somebody sent a text and was talking about how they ran. The first person they saw was Cash. I was fangirling over Loren. This is a text message, Nicole. And I saw Mandy Nicole hanging the Kiss 95.1 banner. And then we were talking about like meeting people. Remember that girl sent a DM and was like, I totally was behind you guys this morning at Fred's Grocery. And you and I, Roy, we were upset because we weren't like it was Saturday morning. We had been drinking all night on Friday. We weren't at our best.
I didn't even have a bra on.
But what was so tell everyone what we were doing.
So we were in recovery stage and we're just all that like weird quietness. And then in front of us is this guy. And, you know, we're at a mountain and snowboarding is big and whatnot.
And I've been talking to Nicole about shredding. That's what when you go down the mountain and you do tricks and stuff, you totally shred on the board.
Yeah,
sure. That's the phrase.
And So he's in front of us, this guy. Which we later find out his name is Sean and he's from Florida. but he takes a phone call and like he's like, "Sup, bro?" And then you can tell like the other person on the other line must have asked him like, "How are the conditions?" or something. And he goes, "Bro, let me tell you. So like I guess it's just like a little different, like the way that the slopes are. Like normally there's a little bit of buildup like on the side, but like now like the buildup when you go down the mountain it's just like it's not really like there." So I like totally went across like the edge, which is typically snow there, and dude, it totally wrecked my board and it's like getting checked out right now, bro. I'm so pissed.
Just like how we would imitate a guy.
And so I'm like sitting there like kind of head down, like just taking all of this in, And I like look back at Manny, and Manny's like, oh, we found an opportunity.
Yeah.
And so then he, like 5 minutes go by, and I'm pretty sure there was silence in this 5 minutes. And all of a sudden you hear Manny go like, so like my board is in the shop. Yeah. And like, we're just totally like ricking on this dude. And then when we get the DM, he's like, I was totally behind you.
She says, yeah, I was totally standing behind you and Nicole this morning getting breakfast, but my brain wasn't functioning, LOL. The thing about that, though, is this Fred's Grocery Shop, Roy, is a tiny little place. There was like only five people in line getting breakfast, and we were like one of them. She was the other one, and the stoner snowboarder was the third.
That's
and
funny.
It was like totally, they totally heard us being dicks. But it's like I said to Nicole, it's nothing that we wouldn't say on the radio. Like if you we are the show.
You'd be a dick on the radio just as much as in person.
Yeah. Or like not a dick, just making fun of it and like stereotyping the snowboarder, the shredder.
Bro. Yeah. And of the course, shred. We parked right next to him and he's got a old Jeep, mud everywhere on it.
I love this person. Okay, I drove an hour and 45 minutes to beach, and the first MRL member I see is Cash. dude.
By the way, in the
bar. I was fangirling over Lorena. She was doing a photo shoot of Cash. But was that downstairs, the Top Gun picture, you think?
No, it was we were all the way upstairs. Cash was upstairs, and I was just trying to get a picture of his outfit.
Oh, that's so funny.
He was dressed as Tom Cruise Top Gun.
All right, man. Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening to a 25-minute rap party podcast.
Cheerio.
Bye.